Well, it's the start set the tone. They were so much better than us early. You know, Gray got them off to a great start. I think he scored the first eight, but six were on threes. You know, he's made 1 3 coming into the game, and he makes the first two. And I actually thought, you know, this will be sound crazy. I thought we defended their actions really well. We just couldn't guard the ball. And obviously, our turnovers led to points, and then we got out tough on the boards. But the start hurt, and then certainly every time we tried to make a comeback, we did something to help them keep us at arm's distance. We just didn't put enough game pressure on there late.
So tough on the board, was it more of a toughness issue than a size issue?
They played four guards too. They weren't any bigger than us. They played four guards. You know, they started with Smith in the game. He only played 5 minutes. So after that, they played four guards. And, you know, two, obviously, and five and ten were just so much more athletic than us. And, you know, I think we're fairly athletic when we're turned up. But, we didn't even come close to even jumping for balls. I mean, so their wings, their guards, obviously, outplayed our guards.
Bill, what do you think of where Chris has this program already and you know, they're off to quite the start so far?
Well, they could easily be, you know, they could have beat Seton Hall. I don't want to take anything away from Arizona State and Kentucky, but I'm not sure that's not the best team we played this year. Arizona State and Kentucky potentially, I guess, are as good as could be, both of them top five type teams by the end of the season. But, hey, Texas Tech could too. And they got 10 guys, and they're interchangeable, and they're tough, and they guard, and they like each other, and they play for each other. And he's done a great job. He's done a great job. And those two freshmen he got were great gets. I mean, everybody in the league would love to have those guys.
You guys didn't lead for a single second the whole game. Has that ever happened to you, I think, at any point in your coaching career?
Oh, yeah. I coached Oral Roberts. It's happened before. I don't think I've ever, I was thinking. Last year, West Virginia probably had 100, 200 people leave before the game was over. Our, last two real home games, we've been so, it's been people filing out with a minute left because we weren't competitive. I mean, I don't think, of all our losses in Allen Fieldhouse, have we ever lost a game by double digits?
Texas won by 11.
Yeah, but that was after Thomas's mom passed. But didn't Arizona State beat us double figures? Yeah, so those are the only games ever in the history since I've been here. So, yeah, we haven't been very competitive of late. But, you know, the biggest thing is they outplayed us. Chris definitely did a better job with his team than I did an awful job with mine, obviously. But just competitive plays and acting like you want to be an athlete and competitive, you know, we weren't even in the game there. When you have to make shots to play good because you're a pretty team or a finesse team, that's a formula for getting beat when you play against tough teams, and that's certainly what happened tonight.
There's a lot of talk about that from your guys. You just got to want it more. I mean, is it that simple? Can you just?
Well, I think it's ridiculous that kids could say that we got to want it more. I think that's a ridiculous statement. But what's sad is it's true. Whenever you say that somebody wants something more than you, oh my God! I mean, to me as a coach, it makes me cringe because that is my responsibility to put them in position to be competitive, and we haven't done that near enough. You know, when you're playing with little depth and guys don't play well or perform, execute or whatever, and you got nowhere to put them. Then because there's really not depth to put back in the game, it makes it hard. And so, you know, everybody, you know, five of the seven have to play very well just about every night for us to have a chance to play against really good competition and win. And tonight, that certainly wasn't the case. I thought Devontae, to be honest with you, I thought he tried his butt off, but I didn't see really that much juice or that much intensity or guys rebounding the ball above the rim, you know, playing with reckless abandon. I didn't see any of that.
There seemed to be a careless nature, too, to some of the turnovers. Yeah. Was that alarming also?
Well, if you can just take away our turnovers and second chance points, we could have been right there to win the game. You know, they only got 41. You know, when you turn it over 15 times is all, which isn't a good number, but it's certainly not turning it over 20 or 22. You turned over 15 times. You would think the max number of points the other team could get if they made three threes on those 15. It's 33 points. That'd be the max they could get, and they got 26. I mean, that didn't happen. I mean, that never happened. So obviously their best offense was our offense. And I mean, as far as leading to easy baskets, and then of course our inability to secure the rebounds was I mean, that's two games in a row, guys, where we've given up a total of 36 offensive rebounds. I don't care how small you are, tough teams and competitive guys, don't allow that to happen. So a lot of stuff that we can improve on and address. And I'm not sure we were a lot better at Texas in some of these areas, but we just made so many shots it didn't matter.
I think 0 for 12 from three in the second half. Is that something you worried about, that fluctuation from the three?
I'm concerned about everything. The thing about it is, with ball, it should matter what we shoot, especially at home. The worse you shoot it, the more you grind. Do you give up in a football game because your quarterback's having a bad game or he gets hurt? We got to rush it. We got to run it then. I mean, we didn't do that. So that's what concerns me. It's not as much, well, you're 0 for 12 or you did this or did that. I hate to say this. It's going to be hard to win if we don't shoot better, obviously. But that's not what turns coaches on. I mean, so you miss a shot. What do you do after the ball's shot? I mean, big deal. So, you know, they're 6 of 24 from three. And they found some ways to score when the ball didn't go in the hole, too.
You dug his back. How is it?
I didn't talk to him after the game. I think he probably wasn't 100%, but he wasn't far off. So I don't think health was a big issue.
23 trips to the line. Was that something you were at least pleased with compared to how the seasons went so far?
Well, the reason we shot a lot of free throws is because late game, all we did was just put our head down and run bad offense and drive it. So I think that's a little bit misleading, too.
Anything else?
Did you feel like Tech did anything different with its perimeter defense as far as just defending the three-point?
Well, they downed the ball screens. But they are a pressure defensive team. Chris has done a great job of getting them up the floor and playing their man before he catches it and all that stuff. So I would say they did a good job of playing higher on the floor and not letting us get a lot of wide open looks. But to me, the first half we made six threes, and I thought like three of them were awful shots. They just happened to go in. So I thought we were pretty fortunate that we scored as many points as we did the first half.
Just they started five seniors. I mean, was that as much as anything, their ability to handle that composure and fight through your sort of signature run that always seems to come?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, they've got good players and their experience. So, yeah, I would say that certainly helped. But I also looked out there, and there's two freshmen wearing us out just as much as the seniors did, too. So I don't know that I would totally put it on that. The thing I would, I've never understood this. I've always thought a senior can kick a freshman's butt from an experience standpoint, but never from a try standpoint. To me, age is irrelevant when it comes to competing and trying. Young kids may not know how to do it as well and know how to focus at game point and stuff like that. But for the most part, they say, which would you rather have, talent or experience? And the answer is obviously both. But you want competitors. You want guys to really want to compete. And their seniors wanted to do that. And it just didn't seem like to me that, you can look at the stat line and figure it out for yourself. But there was not a lot of energy that we generated tonight.